If you work in a store which is robbed, is your employer liable for the harm caused by the criminal? The Queensland District Court has recently awarded a Gold Coast sales assistant $270,000 for psychological injuries because the employer didn't do enough to reduce the likelihood of robbery. Damien Carrick has more.
In November 2015, Nicole Funnell was working behind the counter at a Michael Hill jewellery store in Helensvale, Queensland.
The customer walked in and it was a male and he said to me, "What's the price of that necklace?" And we had a special on. And I said, "Oh, it's normally $13,000." He goes, "Well, what's the best price?" I took it out of the counter.
So out of the glass case?
Yeah, I took it out of the glass case, went up to price it, which all of us do it, went up to price it because you don't know what the minimum sell is and what the value is on that day.
So what, you kind of scan the
item on
the register?
So I scanned it on the register, which I had to walk over to scan it. And I came back and I said, "It's $7,500." And he said, "Oh, can I feel the weight of this?" And I went, "Well, actually, have you got your driver's license?" See, normally... it was $20,000 and over, you had to ask for a license. But because this particular necklace, people wanted to steal it all the time, it was my thought to say, "Well, could I see your license, please?" And he went, and then he's leaned over, he's put his fist that hard on the glass. I thought, "Oh my God, that's that noise. I'll never forget that as long as I live." Then he's grabbed with his hands and he's trying to pull me. So it was like a tug of war. And where the bench is, it's right underneath under your bust line near your ribs. And I could feel him hitting against my ribs. It seemed like minutes, but it was apparently seconds. And then what he did, he went to grab it again. I could feel my hands burning because he was trying to rip it out of my hands. Because the first time he hit it, pulled it with one hand, like tug of war, then the second time he just went bang with his two hands and the clasp actually broke and he ran off.
Nicole was traumatised and has not been able to return to working in retail. Her lawyer is Peter Gibson from Shine Lawyers. He says the employer was found liable for Nicole's injuries because it didn't have good processes in place to minimise the risk of robberies.
It was simply this issue around process. The court said these snatch and grabs or thefts are something that Michael Hill would definitely know could occur and that they needed to take reasonable steps, reasonable precautions to avoid any injury to its employees. The court said the simplest thing that could have been done by Michael Hill was to have a safety policy rather than just a sales process. And the safety policy was to say that before any item valued more than $2,000 is taken out of a cabinet, an ID must be sighted of the person wanting to make that purchase or inspection of the item. And what actually happened in this event actually supports the court's findings in a sense, because as soon as the ID was asked for, that's when the incident occurred, that's when the snatch occurred, because they don't want to be identified. And if the item's still locked up, then there's nothing that person can really do to try and grab that item from out of the cabinet or from the sales person at that point in time. So that, in a nutshell, is a simple precaution the court said should have been taken, and that would have prevented these injuries from occurring.
Nicole, why are you speaking to me? Why do you think it's important to share your story?
Well, how it impacted and affected my life. I'm not the same person I used to be. I'm nervous even now talking, doing this, to rehash it all again. The thing is, if I can just help one person, if they can hear this and understand the impact it can have, if I've just saved one person, I'm happy as Larry.
I understand that the chain of stores have actually changed some of their security measures and their protocols and their processes.
Yes. Anything over $2,000, they've got to produce their driver's license. Before it was 20, now it's 2. So, yes, having what's happened to me, it has changed their way of thinking now.
That's Nicole Funnell, former jewellery store sales assistant. And you can hear more on this case on The Law Report with Damien Carrick this afternoon at 5:30, or, of course, anytime as a podcast.